Christian, a defeat and not very Cardiff Met performance, if I may say.
No, very lacklustre tonight. I'm not sure why. Can't quite put a finger on it. But credit, as I've just said, about to Penabont. They showed every characteristic that you need when you're down that bottom and fighting and to do that. And we gifted them a really sloppy goal after about 90 seconds. And that was really our game. And we were off. We didn't win a second ball. Our passes were astray in midfield. We didn't hold the ball up top. And as you rightly say, it was a very much unlike Cardiff Met performance. And there's not many of those in the last 4 years in the Welsh Prem, and in fact not many of those in the last 12 years since I've been around. And you have to take it on the chin. You have to be very respectful. The comments, I think, that players and managers come out with in defeat are just as important when they win. And you know, I respect Rhys, got a lot of respect for him. I'll shake his hand again and say well done, because they thoroughly deserve the victory tonight.
Next weekend, Druids, they drew against Aberystwyth tonight. And you've got a very interesting recent history against the Druids as well, as this race for the seventh position.
Yeah, it's the seventh spot. You know, it was what everyone, ourselves, Druids and Aberystwyth, and I don't want to write the other guys off, but at the moment that seems to be the three in the race for that seventh spot. But it's going to be a really good battle. We've had some real good, as I said, ding-dongs against them, and very respectful of them as a club. Likewise, I know they respect us, and it'll be a tough game next week. And you know, it's an easy thing for me this week, I think, in training, because the selection for next week is quite simple. Those that train well this week, we'll play next Saturday, and we've got Mal Davis to come back in, Dylan Rees to come back in. I know he's on the bench tonight, so hopefully today was a reminder that whilst you can beat the big boys, i.e. Connors Quay last Saturday, you can also lose to those that are considered to be struggling. And that's football, that's the beauty of it, and that's why we enjoy it. And it'll be an interesting week in training, to say the least.
You mentioned Connors Quay there. They drew at Bala, and TNS let a 2-goal lead slip against Barry. This title race is something we haven't seen for a very long time in the Cymru Premier, isn't it?
But that's what everyone wanted. You know, huge amounts of respect for TNS. They've been undoubted champions over the last 10, 11 years. And everyone was itching for someone or a couple of clubs to bridge that gap. And it's happened this year. Bala, Connors Quay have closed that gap. Barry Town are in there as well. And it's good for the league, because the league's is not wrapped up by February. It's poised nicely. Those guys, those big boys, will go again, in the coming weeks. And as I just said, I'm frustrated tonight. Rhys is joyful. No doubt Gav is happy and Scott's not. And Colin and Andy are probably frustrated like myself. So it'll be an interesting weekend. I hate Friday night football. I'd rather Saturdays. It ruins my weekend. So, it's one of those things. But it's no one's been hurt. And it's football, and we go again ready on Monday. We'll do it. I'm at 8:15 tomorrow morning.